Marine ran as a centrist, promising to put country over party.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It looks like it's going to be a little bit longer before we get any kind of significant relief around here. Maybe some better rain chances by Sunday. In the meantime, look for another hot day today and tomorrow with highs in the mid to upper 90s and the rain chances about 10%. Those heat indices will be 100 to 105 again next couple of days. Friday's high around 96. Widely scattered storms Saturday and a better chance of scattered storms Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. An Alabama State University student has died from injuries in a shooting in Montgomery last weekend. Police tell us 19-year-old Alexis Moss was not involved in the argument that led to the shooting on Spruce Street. So far, no arrests have been made. A Haynesville man is in jail after authorities say he shot and killed his sister in Lowndes County. 70-year-old Sammy Barlow is now charged with murder. He's in the Lowndes County Jail on $500,000 bond. And the Alabama Department of Public Health is investigating five reports of potentially severe lung disease involving e-cigarettes or vaping. The department is evaluating these reports and says it will release more information as soon as it becomes available. The CDC says five deaths have been confirmed across the country. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online. RileyManningPainting.com.
Pick the speed you need and save big. No two businesses are exactly the same. That's why Wow Business offers different internet speed tiers to all types of businesses. We'll help you choose a solution that best suits your business needs and your budget. For a limited time, get our best price ever. Up to 1 gig of speed for $199 a month. Visit wowforbusiness.com and find out how much you can save. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement required. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Guys, welcome.
Welcome back in. It's 7 minutes after 9 o'clock. F. Jackson Campbell III.
How you doing?
Seated directly to my right, Dave Mowry. Hold on, let me turn your mic on. Dave? Dave, you gotta say, oh, he's not here yet. He'll be back.
I left my headphones.
You don't have headphones?
I've got backups. Well, I've got, somebody's fetching them. I left them in the truck.
Oh, okay. I've got backups if you want to use them.
I know.
Do you want my backups?
No, it's they're en route.
You can do it without headphones?
Here
in the meantime?
They are.
Look at that. Oh, no key.
I didn't lock my truck.
Oh, well, we're having technical difficulties, locked trucks and whatnot. Why don't you just use these, Jay? I don't have a guest today. That's what I usually use for the guests. I mean, you're more than welcome to. Our number, 272-9228, thebathinnovations.com, guest hotline, if you want to get in, 272-9228. Jack and I are going to do our best to keep you informed and entertained on a weird news day, because it is the anniversary of 9/11 and
18th anniversary.
Yeah, it turns an adult today, Jack. It's old enough to vote. Whew. Isn't that nuts?
Do you remember it like it was yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I was 21 years old, but
I was in Tallahassee when it happened.
Yeah. I have a hard time talking about 9/11. Not in an emotional way, but in a, that there's so much going on in the 9/11 story.
I know.
There's so much going on, because you have on the one hand, 18 years later, portions of the 9/11 report that are still not released to the public. And that people can speculate all they want as to what's in there and why it hadn't been released to the public, but it hadn't been. And so there's obviously some cover-up attempt going on. That's assuming the 9/11 Commission actually sought the truth. You have an obvious disaster of nearly 3,000 lives lost. Hundreds of first responders, I think 2,600 people, civilians in New York, all the people on the planes and everything. I mean, it's
unbelievable.
It was a huge, tragic loss of life, but at the same time, you don't want to lose sight of the fact that it's what the globalists wanted. And I hate to say that. It's what the globalists wanted. They needed a 9/11. They needed an attack on the World Trade Center. They needed an attack on the Pentagon. They craved that. I don't know whether they planned it or just benefited from it, but
how they pulled that off was just unbelievable.
Yeah, but you know, my working thesis on this program and in life is Saudi Arabia was the financier or
training ground
for the paramilitary wing of globalism, radical Islam, and Saudi Arabia did the did whatever they did that had to be classified and not released in the 9/11 Commission report.
You find that weird?
Oh, hang on, what?
You find that weird?
Yeah, no, I mean, I don't find it weird at all. It's just hard to talk about because it. Some people find it disrespectful when you start to point out that there's a globalism component to 9/11.
So is this where I should use my excuse for being late, that it's the meaning of my 18th annual meeting of Bush did 9/11 club?
I don't know that. See, that's the thing is, I don't know that Bush did it.
That's what our club thinks, okay?
I know the
club. That's why I wasn't here.
I know the globalists did it. And they wanted it. And they benefited from it. I know that.
Guy's dad ran CIA, you know?
Yeah. That's the thing is.
So maybe they have some better sources.
And that's what I was trying to say when I opened. It's a hard thing to talk about because It's easy to do the overwrought thing. It's easy to do the, it's a tragedy, let's go minute by minute, what
Where
was
were
happening.
You?
Yeah, I mean.
Et cetera. I hear you.
It's harder to thread the needle between it's a tragedy, 3,000 people lost their lives, and you realize this was a globalist operation that was intended to do exactly what it accomplished. Well, we have fewer freedoms today than we did on September 10th, 2001. There's no doubt about it. We have fewer freedoms today.
Well, you might.
Well,
I seem to have more.
No, I got fewer. Oh. You do too, as an American citizen.
Well, maybe, but I have more money, so I seem to do better.
Yeah, but that's not freedom.
Oh, it's not?
No.
That's because you've aged 18 years.
Yeah, it's because you were a child at the
good
time.
Good God, Jack!
You know, the entire thing took, let's see here, from the first flight taking off at 7:59 a.m. until the final trade tower collapsed at 10:28 a.m. I mean, you're looking at a grand total of, what's that, 3.5 hours?
Mm-hmm.
From the time the flight took off until both towers collapsed. The first flight took off to the second tower collapsed. Building 7 fell down at 5:20 p.m. And Bush addressed the nation at 8:30 p.m. 2,753 killed in New York. 23 police officers, 343 firefighters and paramedics. 37 Port Authority officers.
Jeez.
I mean, there's a tragic component to it. There's an undeniable tragic component to it. But I think anybody who's looked at it objectively realizes the Saudis had a massive role in this thing. And I think they also realized the Saudis are the paramilitary and financier wing of globalism for 30 years, until Trump kind of won them over. That's why they hate Mohammed bin Salman. That's why they're trying to take him out. They failed. They tried to take him out with this crackpot thing in Turkey, but they failed. I don't know. It's a tough thing to talk about. We'll take your calls. I'm curious the perspective of others. And I'll admit, for probably 10 years or so, I bought the company line that this was just some crackpot terrorist potentially financed by the Saudi government, but that no one in American government would ever have wished this on the American people. I no longer buy that line. I don't. I think there are people in the American government who wanted to see this happen and allowed it to happen. Or either was in on the planning of it, one or the other. I don't think it was the President of the United States.
But I don't either.
I don't know that, but I don't think it was him. But we've learned so much since, really, Snowden and Dennis Montgomery and Chelsea Manning, Julian Assange. We've learned so much about the way government works in the last 5, 6, 8 years. It's no longer that you can just bury your head in the sand and assume everything you see on the nightly news is true. That 19 Muslim hijackers just happened to pull this off on their own. Just happened to fly planes into buildings and the impact just happened to knock down 200-plus story buildings. Happened to knock down a 47-story building next door that wasn't impacted.
Almost got the Pentagon.
Well, have you seen a plane flying to the Pentagon? I've not seen it.
I've just seen that footage of whatever it was.
Right. That flash of footage?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm sure for whatever reason the government had good intentions in confiscating every single security camera within miles of there. I don't know what it was, and I don't know why we haven't seen that security footage yet, because if it showed a plane flying into it, why not release it?
The Todd Beaver plane shot down or no?
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
100%. 100%. I think a lot of those voice recordings were fake, too. I really do.
Really?
Yeah. You ever tried to place a phone call on a plane? Cell phone call on a plane?
No, because they don't confiscate your phone.
Well, it's also nearly impossible in 2019 with the cell phone technology we have now. Go back to 2001. It's just not likely. Just not likely. Let's do this. If you're on hold, stay on hold. We'll take a break, and we'll be back. 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. I'm not trying to be crazy or anything, but I think it's nearly impossible to hold the worldview I held for probably 10 or 11 years, probably through the first term of the Obama administration on 9/11. I just can't hold that worldview anymore. I know too much. There have been too many whistleblowers inside of government that tell us how things really work. We'll be back. Not in the way that you told me.
intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Electrical Tire City, this is Jared. How can I help you?
Jared, is it true?
Is what true?
That Tire City is now selling four tires for the price of three.
Absolutely. Buy three tires, get the fourth free.
You can't do that.
Yes, we can. We got a great deal on a truckload of tires, and we're passing the savings on.
Oh, come on, Jared. You must be losing your shirt on every sale.
Nah. Well, maybe some.
Hey, Jared, what happened to your shirt?
My tires, expert service.
Visit beautiful Jasmine Hill Gardens located in Wetumpka. Purchase your annual pass to experience year-round beauty and events. The 500th household to purchase a household annual pass to Jasmine Hill Gardens wins a dinner for four by City Grill Restaurant. Visit jasminehill.org for details.
I'm Taylor McNair, Miss Rodeo America, and Boot Barn and Wrangler have asked me to share my story. Growing up, I never believed in myself. Being Miss Rodeo America taught me that you don't have time to second guess yourself. Through this year, I've gained confidence in who I am. I sign thousands of autograph sheets, and on each one of them, I write, "Believe you can, and you're halfway there." I hope that I can be that encouragement. Wrangler at Boot Barn, proud sponsors of Miss Rodeo America.
The Can-Am Off-Road Yellow Tag Sales Event is going on now. Hit the trails in the ultimate off-road vehicle. Can-Am is built for ripping through trails, crawling through mud, cruising over dunes, getting the job done, and saving you money. Stop by your local dealer during the Yellow Tag Sales Event and find a great deal or rebate on select Can-Am off-road vehicles today.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
Up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door.
All right, guys, welcome back. Tony after.
Who is it for? All the lonely people.
Threading the needle on News and Views this morning, Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman, Dave Mowry. My friends at Jenkins Tire and Auto, they don't have to thread the needle. They just get the job done. Their job is easy, man. Actually, it's not easy. It was easy. Anybody could do it. Jenkins Tire and Auto, though, routine vehicle maintenance. You can do routine vehicle maintenance. You can do, even the tough stuff. Even the tough stuff. Jenkins Tire and Auto makes it easy. Makes it easy. I had a little cooling system replaced in the van one time. They took it at, I don't know, it was like 3 hours. The whole thing. It drives like a dream now. In and out, Jenkins Tire and Auto, they're downtown, they're one block off of Madison. They're on the corner of Perry and Jefferson. People say, I don't know where Jefferson is, I know where Perry is. Perry runs all the way to the interstate. So if you get off the interstate and you head towards downtown on Perry, when you get to City Hall right there at Madison, just go one more block, and you're Jenkins Tire and Auto. Drop your car off, they'll get you to work. Great people over there, Mike Jenkins and his whole team do a fantastic job. Jenkins Tire and Auto, make them a part of your life. Randall.
Morning, fellas.
Morning.
Say tomorrow somebody, you know what I mean, everybody find out the whole truth. Before I get to my point, you know what I mean, what we gonna do about it, people? I mean, if you really start studying this, if you follow the timeline, and this will make sense to you. If you in 2001 when the Taliban was ruling king again over there, the opium went, it was so low it wasn't even a blimp on the radar. But you know what? People here still needed drugs. They didn't stop coming, so they was coming through all kind of ports of entry. And they ain't worried about no brown people bringing no drugs in here. That ain't who they put all them, that they done this so they can make all them rules, the TSA, all that, so they can stop the drugs that was coming through the ports and have their own opium coming back in the next year. When
well, that's a hot take. 9/11 was to cut out the drug competition? That's a hot take.
Yeah. It ain't just that, but I'm saying the reason they picked the Twin Towers, though, they could have picked anything. And I'm with you. Pentagon didn't get touched. Somebody said on the end, you can't even tell it's been, it wasn't, they don't look like it's been ever been painted, fixed, or nothing. So I'm with you on that. But they picked the Twin Towers because of the asbestos in it. When they hit them things, the way the planes hit them, they thought, and by all actuality, the buildings were old enough, they should have fell over on Building 7. In all actuality, it should have fell over on it. It didn't fall over on it. It still had asbestos. I didn't know what was in Building 7. It was killing me because I said, man, they were trying to cover something up in that building. And it was just because all three of them had asbestos in it. And they needed a way in, and they knew that would bring America, that, not to say nothing.
What is the asbestos? I'm not following you.
Insurance money.
The asbestos?
They was about to go to the place.
I swear, I
don't know. I can't find that notebook. I guess it's not the one of the ones I burned. But track down the man that owned the that was over the insurance. Him and Dick Grinded, and not Prescott Bush, but his son, they own a golf course somewhere. I know that's their connection. They know each other through golf, but through some kind of, you know, it wasn't just a golf course, but, you know, one of them big old places white folks hang out in. But it's just, but if everybody tomorrow found out, are we going to do anything, or are we just going to talk about it? I mean, or can we do anything?
Well,
I know
it's
hard to do something.
You know what the most amazing, the most amazing reality you can have? Is that your government is corrupt and it's led by the deep state and controlled by the deep state largely, that every now and then you can elect a Donald Trump over the deep state's objection and attempt to rig the election. But it doesn't matter. They really control everything, and there's nothing you can do. And Randall, appreciate your call. If you try to change it, they kill you. They're so strong, they kill you and get away with it. Ask Seth Rich. Oh, you can't. He's dead. Ask John F. Kennedy. You can't. He lost his head. Ask any of these people. Ask Julian Assange what happens. All he did was the same thing the Pentagon, I mean, the New York Times did when they printed the Pentagon Papers. All he did was print things that were leaked to him that he verified were accurate or that were legitimate. That's all he did was print stuff. He's the world's number one wanted person, and he's in custody now. He was basically imprisoned in an embassy in London for 6 years for printing something on the internet. And there are a lot of good conservative Republicans, people you look up to as heroes on the right, who also believed this guy should be prosecuted for printing the truth, for printing true documents. Who's this?
Hey, it's Tom Baudet. How are you,
sir? Hey, buddy. How are you, good sir?
Fine. I'd like to get my two cents in, if it's okay.
Yeah.
I just kind of think that on today's date, it's probably better just to remember what happened to us that day, and not try to analyze who did what with who and why. And asbestos and insurance claims is the last thing I need to hear. I can tell you. Those folks died in a very bad, brutal way, and to even think for one minute that an American citizen would have condoned some type of act that would have caused this is, you know, I just can't, I can't
Why?
Fathom
Why
that.
Why can't you fathom that? Have you not read about the American military plans, the American intelligence plans to down a passenger airliner and blame it on Cuba? I mean, it is not unheard of, the Gulf of Tonkin, it's not unheard of for the American military, the American government, to kill innocent people and blame it on someone else. That is not at all remotely unheard of.
Well,
these are documented factual instances.
Tomorrow might not be a bad day to talk about stuff like that.
Well, no, but I mean, why wait till tomorrow? I mean, no one's diminishing the deaths of innocent people. No one's diminishing that. It's absolutely tragic. In fact, if you go to Fox News right now, you can see the names of the dead from 9/11 scrolling under the screen. That's tragic. Yep. Those people did nothing to deserve that. But to deny the fact that the deep state in this country, the military industrial complex in this country, has tried or at least outlined plans to kill civilians and blame other people in the past, you can't deny that. It's undeniable. It's absolutely true. You know, you agree with me that that's true, correct?
I agree with you that the Pentagon and military strategists plan for everything.
No, no. They wanted to down a passenger airliner and blame Cuba. You're familiar with this, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, then why would if they were going to do it back then, why would they hesitate to do it now?
Well, let's go back to the early 90s or late 80s when the Iranian airliner with 293 people on it was shot down by the USS Vincennes. Okay? A lot of people said, hey, man, this is the United States trying to start something. Fact of the matter is, that wasn't the case. Okay, after the fact.
I'm talking specifically about Operation Northwoods. Are you familiar with that?
I'm not.
Well, then I'll enlighten you. These are declassified documents. You can read them. There's a memorandum from March 13, 1962. This was a Department of Defense and Joint Chiefs of Staff of the United States government. The proposals called for the CIA or other U.S. government operatives to commit acts of terrorism against American civilians and American military targets, blaming them on the Cuban government to justify a war against Cuba. The possibilities detailed in the document include the possible assassination of Cuban emigres, sinking boats of Cuban refugees on the high seas, hijacking planes, blowing up a U.S. ship, and orchestrating violent terrorism in U.S. cities. The proposals were rejected by John F. Kennedy, who was then killed less than a year later. Now, these are declassified federal documents. These are absolutely things the United States government planned to do, wanted to do. Blow up an American airliner, down American vessels at sea, cause terrorism in American cities that would kill innocent people. This is not me being a conspiracy theorist. This is not me speculating. You can go and look up Operation Northwoods yourself, Tom Baudet, and you can look at it. The American military you served recommended these things. You understand that, right?
Well, I'm going to have to do some homework.
Do some homework and get back to me. Yeah, do some homework and get back to me. If I'm wrong, correct me.
Yes, sir. I hadn't been able to do much today because I've been changing the light bulbs out on the motel.
We appreciate it, Tom. Thank you.
Yep.
I don't want to be the one to point it out, but I mean, what a better day to point it out. The U.S. government planned violent acts of terrorism and downing U.S. airliners to blame on a foreign government to justify a war. Violent acts of terrorism to justify a war. Where does that... I mean, whether or not the U.S. government planned it, there was a violent act of terrorism that justified a war in 2001. And in 1962, they planned, your government, your CIA, your Department of Defense, planned violent acts of terrorism to prompt a war. That's not me saying that. That's the federal government in declassified documents called Operation Northwoods. You can look it up. But don't get mad at your humble host for bringing it up. Get mad at the federal government for proposing it 57 years ago. It's half past.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
An urgent message to the Alabama Revenue Commissioner, Vernon Barnett. How could the state of Alabama use $72 million? Every teacher in Alabama could get a pay raise, funding for children's health care, or how about using that money to repave roads in Alabama instead of a massive gas tax? Over $72 million in state taxes is what GreenTrack, a casino gaming facility in Greene County, owed the state of Alabama. But in an unprecedented ruling by the Alabama Tax Tribunal Court, GreenTrack will not pay one penny of the $72 million that it owed to the state of Alabama. Now GreenTrack and its owner, Nat Wynn, like the Porch Creek Indians, can collect billions of dollars in revenue and pay nothing back to the state of Alabama. And to make matters worse, now Nat Wynn wants to shut down all the other electronic bingo facilities in impoverished Greene County. creating his own personal cash monopoly. The Alabama Revenue Commissioner, Vernon Barnett, has 30 days to appeal the tribunal ruling. Call him today at 334-242-1175 or email him and demand that he appeals the tribunal judgment and collects taxes owed to the people of Alabama.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They've been installing glass and glazing products in homes and repairing windows where wayward baseballs have flown through for decades. With a great selection of shower doors, mirrors, and more, their competitive pricing, quality materials, and top-notch customer service make it clear why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar, and I just want to tell you, if you're in business or got an event coming up and want to do some advertising, wisely spent dollars are spent down here at Blue Water Broadcasting. All the guys are nice, easy to work with, and I see results, I guarantee you.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
Everybody's sick of the heat, but really there's no significant relief in sight anytime soon. Today and tomorrow, high temperatures in the mid to upper 90s. And again, those triple-digit heat indices, 100 to 105. Rain chances just about nil, maybe 10% at best. Friday, high 96. Widely scattered storms Saturday, a better chance on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Diminishing the loss of life on 9/11. Absolutely tragic. Every single death that died on 9/11 is a tragedy. Maybe doubly more than you actually believe. That's the thing. Maybe you're diminishing it by saying it was some ragtag group of terrorists who'd been hanging out in caves in Afghanistan and said, you know what? Penny Iron Concrete Technologies, my man Tom Latham over at Penny Iron Concrete Technologies. Easy to get in touch with, 284-9292, 284-9292. The guy does anything. When it comes to concrete, Tom Latham is your man. And he does not hide his work. He's proud of his work. He's like Leonardo da Vinci. He's like Picasso. It's amazing Picasso just died not too long ago. He's like Picasso.
Oh, Pablo.
Yeah. He puts his work out on display. Only they put them in museums and things. He puts them right on Facebook. All you got to do is go to Penny Iron Concrete Technologies on Facebook. You can check it out. Before and after pictures, progress pictures, time-lapse pictures, and more. He's got literally thousands of pictures on the Facebook page. So if you want to know what your concrete design could look like, go to Penny Iron Concrete Technologies Facebook page, pennyiron.co on the web, or call him, 284-9292, 284-9292. All right. You're the one that sent me that.
Well, you know.
All right. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. Real quickly, not a 9/11 story at all. Remember how Nick Saban was whining, like, oh, they're making us kick off at noon. You remember that?
Well, because they don't give Alabama any advantages. You know, they set it up so that they won't be national champions.
Right.
You know, they don't randomly call guys off sides that are clearly on sides when they block a punt and pretty much put the game out of reach. Things like that, they don't do that. for Alabama.
Are you suggesting
bitter party of two?
Are you suggesting Tyler Simmons was on sides?
I am not suggesting that. I am asserting that, sir. As clear as day.
Are you suggesting two of Alabama's six recent national championships or five national championships were when they didn't even win the division of their own conference?
Mm-hmm.
Are you asserting that, sir?
Yes. I'm also asserting that just 2 years prior to one of those, Georgia didn't win its division or its conference. And Mark May from ESPN was like, no, you can't do that. You can't do that. You can't. You got to win your division. Got to win the division, Barron. At least the division. The conference is one thing. The division, though.
I love how everyone's like, Notre Dame doesn't even have to play a championship game. They're not in a conference. They don't have to play a championship game. And then Alabama watches LSU and Georgia beat each other up and then goes to the championship game. All right. Gus Malzahn's gone full Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah? Don T guy now, huh?
Yeah, he's a Big Don T guy.
I like that about him.
He was at a press conference talking about the upcoming game with Kent State, which kicks at 6 p.m., and somebody asked him about it. He said, our guys are ready to be back home for a second home game, playing against a very solid Kent State game, 6 p.m. kick. Personally, I wish it was at noon. We'd have more time to prepare for our next opponent. Shots fired, Malzahn. Shots fired. Who's this?
It's Clint.
Hey, Clint.
Roll Tide, Dave.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, with three L's.
Yeah. So. Dave with three L's.
Yeah, good on, sir, Clint.
Thanks. Who figured that out? Well, hey, Mr. Coleman, I'm a conspiracist.
I'm not a conspiracist. I'm a realist.
Well, I'm that, too.
When you don't play the blind back, man, you don't walk with a shepherd.
Sir?
Nothing. Keep going.
Yeah. Ruby Ridge was a sit-up.
100%.
Waco was a sit-up. Oklahoma City was really a sit-up.
Yeah, Oklahoma City's one of the most fascinating terrorist attacks in American history in that everybody virtually agreed there was a second guy who was Arab who was involved, and everybody quit talking about it. I mean, just instantly quit talking about it. And then Tim McVeigh was like, yeah, go ahead and kill me. I'm ready to die.
Yeah,
I don't want to appeal anymore. Can you go ahead and kill me?
Right.
What kind of truck was that? A Ryder truck?
Yeah, something like that. One of those rental trucks.
They had loaded, and it blew 360. It's not going to do that kind of damage to that building.
Yeah.
It's impossible. Ain't going to help.
Yeah.
So, and I think 9/11 was set up, too, by our government and other governments. Because they wanted a war, just like you talk about, Barron.
Yeah.
There's money to be made in war. Who's making all the money right now with us being still in Afghanistan 18 years?
$7 trillion have changed hands due to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan and the accompanying military involvement. $7 trillion.
Think about that.
$7 trillion. Would you kill a few people for $7 trillion?
Yeah. And who's making that money? Not me. Not you. Somebody's getting it. All right, sir. Thank you for taking my call.
Several witnesses reported seeing a second person with McVeigh around the time of the bombing, whom investigators later called John Doe 2.
What's the first? Oh, he's at Ruby Ridge. Now, the interesting thing about Ruby Ridge is, now, the standoff and the killing of his family, that's up for debate whether that was actually a setup. But they literally set the guy up to get arrested.
Yeah.
They had a friend of his cut a barrel off a gun that was like an inch shorter than whatever the legal limit is, and then sell the gun to him.
So they could get it.
So they could arrest the guy.
Several theories that McVeigh and Nichols had possible foreign connection or co-conspirators due to the fact that while Terry Nichols traveled through the Philippines, mastermind Ramzi Youssef was planning his Project Bojinka plot in Manila.
Hmm. Barron.
Ramzi Youssef placed the bomb using the 1993 World Trade Center bombing inside a rented Ryder van, the same rental company used by McVeigh.
Is there another weird incident that has a Philippine connection?
Weird incident?
Yeah, you know, I think 530 plus people were killed.
Go on.
At a hotel, from a hotel window. They're at a concert.
Oh, yeah.
Was somebody wiring money back and forth to the Philippines there?
Yeah, they put a...
Well, he's a degenerate game, or I mean, he was a poker player. That's what he did for a living.
A professional video poker player.
Well, you know.
It's like saying he professionally plays the lottery.
Well... Some people do that.
There was a Philippine connection there. I forgot about that. How about that? Who's this? Oh, people call and hang up. They don't know how the phones work.
These are probably people who don't call very often, so they're going to go, I hate these people.
Well,
of all days.
That's fine.
John Bolton got fired.
Yeah, we talked about that yesterday.
Oh, did you? I'm sorry.
That's all right.
He was the one.
You didn't like him.
I hated John Bolton. Couldn't be better. America's a safer place. The world is a safer place. You know what happened when John Bolton got fired?
He's a little bellicose, isn't he?
You know what happened when John Bolton got fired?
What?
Stop. The price of oil instantly fell. What does that tell you about the man? Can you imagine being so bloodthirsty that when you get fired, the price of oil falls? I mean, honestly, that's your reputation. You're such a bloodthirsty fool, evil man, that when you get fired, the worldwide price of oil tumbles 2.5%, representing like billions of dollars a month in value. Immediately after he tweeted out that Bolton was leaving, 2.2%, like within 2 minutes, fell. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Director of Commodity Trading Strategy at Clipper Data said, this is a knee-jerk reaction given that Bolton has been so adversarial with Iran. With his removal, there's an expectation there won't be as much vehemence in the tit-for-tat with Iran. So, 2.2%. I can't think of another person in America who would get fired and drop the price of oil. I can't think about it. Can you imagine waking up just wanting to kill people?
No.
That's what's happening.
Well, yes.
Well, right.
I can think of a few.
Wait, but not on this scale. Not on, like, you know what we got to do today? We're going to witness a good war.
You wonder, does he profit from it? You know, I'll give you an example. When Libyan strongman Muammar Gaddafi was ousted, allegedly, there was a memo saying this guy has squirreled away $66 billion around the world. $66 billion in personal wealth. And they knew where it was. Okay? Where's that money now? Where's that money now?
Hey, now.
Has anyone seen the $66
billion? He got spent.
Maybe. Maybe. May have been moved into different accounts. This is why I say I think people like the Clintons and the Obamas have billions and billions and billions of dollars around the world squirreled away.
Squirreled away.
In gold, in water, in land, in any... I have no idea what it's in, but they got it. I promise you. Could be in a Swiss bank account for all we know. Who's this?
This is Andy.
Andy.
Yeah. Say, I tend to shun conspiracy theories, but I think it's fun to talk about them, you know, theoretically. And I'm just curious, because you had mentioned the bombing with Timothy McVeigh.
Yeah.
What would the government have to benefit? In other words, what strategy would work out for them to have planned something like that? Or Waco?
You've presumed... Waco's different. With Oklahoma City, you've presumed a government government conspiracy. And
some other darker, separate entity. I get you.
Yeah. I don't know the answer. I don't know the answer to that off the top of my head.
Well, and as Barron is good to point out on the show, that conspiracy really just means that, like, two people are agreeing to do something that's a criminal act.
So you had necessarily a conspiracy because Terry Nichols and Timothy McVeigh conspired to do it.
Well, and yeah.
If no one else.
So,
but I'll say this. When you have terrorist attacks like that, like Waco, or like school shootings, or like anything like that, there is always, always a government response of, let's restrict rights, correct?
Yeah, sure.
Every single time. So every single school shooting, what's the first thing they try to do?
Take away the guns.
Take away the guns. Unless it's a training in Colorado, then we just don't worry about that. But
yeah.
Assuming it's not a training in Colorado, then we try to take the guns.
Yeah, I mean, liberals certainly have that response. I mean, I presume there's people that say, no, despite the tragedy, we're not going to take away guns.
Yeah, see, I don't like the word liberals and conservatives anymore. It's globalists. The globalists have that response. The globalists in there both parties, mind you.
Yeah.
What do you think Mitt Romney thinks right now? Do you think Mitt Romney wants you to have guns or not? He might say he does, but if it was truly up to him, what do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah, you wouldn't have any guns.
Aside from Mitt Romney. Well, go ahead, caller. Go ahead. It's fine.
If there's a bunch of people that are high in politics and, you know, just institutionalized, what is their desire? What are they happy about to promote globalism? Is it because they'll be the upper tier?
They're getting paid right now to promote it. You know, you can't possibly follow everything because there's not enough public disclosures. But my guess is if you're John Bolton, now there may be some true believers. Maybe John Bolton's one of those rare true believers that just wants to bomb brown people around.
Well, and they're
but if you're John Bolton, you have a wife, you have siblings of yourself and siblings of your wife. You might have parents still alive. You've got children, maybe potentially grandchildren, nieces and nephews. There are all kinds of people who could benefit in your family. Not to mention, they may be just paying you directly and outright. How many of these globalist politicians do you know that are worth millions and millions and millions of dollars have never really had a real job? I mean, they're everywhere. Look at Harry Reid. How rich was Harry Reid when he retired? Worth tens of millions of dollars. The guy had never had a job making more than $180,000 a year. I mean, that's good, it's good money, but it's hard to accumulate tens of millions of dollars on that.
Mm-hmm. Well, so anyway, with conspiracy theories, I guess why I enjoy this conversation a little bit more is you hear plenty of people are willing to go through all of the evidence or alleged evidence, but what I don't hear much is, okay, what would have been the good reason for somebody or anybody to have followed through on that? What would be the Waco scenario or a Waco scenario for a motive?
Well, taking guns. I mean, that was what the whole thing was about, was that they were stocking.
Well, you kind of have to view Ruby Ridge, Waco, and OKC as all a piece of the same sort of, you know, action or time period. And there was this thought that there were like these, and they would call them, the term would be right-wing militias, and that they were, you know, anti-government. And, you know, once you start advocating the overthrow of the U.S. government, we don't treat you very kindly.
And if you can make all white people and a lot of the right wing look like that.
And a lot of the people that were sort of on the periphery of one of those were on the periphery of two to three of them. You know what I mean? And so I guess your question was basically, like, what's the utility, right? Like, why did they, you know?
It's ignored.
Frankly, I've never quite understood what that would be, except for what Barron's saying is like the taking away the rights, and that they were all three of these things were against these, you know, sort of militia type guys, leave me alone type guys that were, you know, advocating the end of the federal government or whatever. Strangely enough, that we found that in the intervening years, if you just kind of leave them alone, they're all such kooks that they can't get anything done.
That's the thing. I mean,
right.
but you can't tarnish, you know, what's the great part of a nice mass shooting? What's the favorite thing of the left to do with a nice mass shooting? Not just take your guns,
sure. But
blame all white people and all Republicans. These are the real terrorists. These are the real terrorists over here. White nationalists. These are the real terrorists. Conservatives who believe in America first. These are your real terrorists. Now, you can say all you want about these Saudis coming in here blowing up buildings, but they hadn't killed as many people as white people. White people kill people. White people go after people. That's what white people do. They are terrorists. And you can't send that message unless you have the occasional white terrorist. And so therein lies at least a motivation. I appreciate your call. I do have to take a break. 272-9228 if you want to get in. Jack Campbell trying to find a hole to dig in. Hide from this conversation.
Really?
We'll be back. Feels like the first time. Hey, when you're a first-time conspiracy theorist and it first starts to click, it's like that first time. It is. All of a sudden you go, now I understand why people like this.
To liberty in our time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Caravina Village, welcome.
welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
Trust is the firm belief in reliability, truth, and strength. For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's brings all their own supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Caravita Village is leading the way in senior living and invites you to see for yourself how you can cruise into retirement. Learn more and schedule a tour at caravitavillage.com today.
I'm Taylor McNair, Miss Rodeo America, and Boot Barn and Wrangler have asked me to share my story. Growing up, I never believed in myself. Being Miss Rodeo America taught me that you don't have time to second guess yourself. Through this year, I've gained confidence in who I am. I sign thousands of autograph sheets, and on each one of them, I write, "Believe you can," and you're halfway there. I hope that I can be that encouragement. Wrangler at Boot Barn, proud sponsors of Miss Rodeo America.
The Can-Am Off-Road Yellow Tag Sales Event is going on now. Hit the trails in the ultimate off-road vehicle. Can-Am is built for ripping through trails, crawling through mud, cruising over dunes, getting the job done, and saving you money. Stop by your local dealer during the Yellow Tag Sales Event and find a great deal or rebate on select Can-Am off-road vehicles today.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Till the top of the hour. The BathInnovations.com guest hotline wide open. 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. Bath Innovations is so much more than just a phone sponsor. They are a generous sponsor of this program, and I look forward to on a daily basis telling you about all they have to offer, because these guys are general contractors who get it. They understand how bath renovation should be. It's not a renovation when you call it Bath Innovations. It's an innovation. It is something new and fresh and bright and just amazing looking. Jump on the website. The website is so good. When you look at that website, then walk in and look at your stale, dingy tub. Honestly, get on the website and say, I could either get into that every day, and I could walk into this bathroom and look bright and fresh and beautiful and just rich and luscious and great, or I could walk into this stale, dingy, nasty thing I'm walking into on a daily basis. That's your call. It's your call. I'm not forcing you to innovate your bathroom and make it look beautiful, but I highly recommend it. Bath Innovations, bathinnovations.com, 271-2723 if you want to call them, 271-2723. You can find them in their showroom right across the East Boulevard from Home Depot. Bath Innovations, bathinnovations.com. I love this story only because Lita Gore wrote it.
Yeah?
She's the worst reporter in Alabama.
How do you really feel, Bear?
She's terrible. I mean, Lita Gore, honestly, is the worst reporter probably in the history of Alabama. If you went back and found reporters from the 1850s who just made up stories.
Yellow journalism, huh?
She's worse than them.
Yesterday, Governor Robert Bentley was in Washington, D.C. with Alabama's congressional delegation. He had a nice picture with Gary Palmer, had a nice picture with Mo Brooks, had a nice picture with Terry Sewell, nice picture with Doug Jones. He was up there meeting Alabama's congressional delegation. I don't know. Oh, Robert Aderholt was one of the pictures. But in some of the pictures was his...
Did he go see Martha?
Now, I don't know. She's on her way out. I don't think she can help him. But in one of those pictures, in some of those pictures, and they weren't hidden. I mean, right. Mo Brooks tweeted one out.
Yeah.
But in some of those pictures was his former advisor and current manager of his medical practice, Rebecca Mason. And the press went bananas. Like, Todd Stacey tweeted something about it. Like, oh, wow. And Lita Gore did a whole piece.
No, actually, the Todd thing's funny because somebody said, you know, look who showed up. And Todd
tweeted,
like,
indeed.
Yeah, look who indeed. And then Rebecca clapped back, though.
She did. What'd she say back?
She said, like, it's not a blurry airport
picture. That's right, because someone had taken a blurry airport picture and Todd had put it up.
Well, and then he copped to it. He was like, I feel seen or something. The whole thing was pretty funny.
It was a good exchange.
Everybody was pretty jovial about it.
It was lighthearted.
Yeah.
Which tells, and I actually texted her yesterday and I said, I'm glad you didn't hide in these pictures.
Right.
You know what? If you're up there, part of his medical practice, advocating on behalf of doctors, get in the picture. Get in the picture. I'm glad you're not hiding yourself. Get in the picture. It's something that should be dealt with jovially and lightheartedly. So, I'm glad it happened. 2 minutes till the top of the hour. Who's this?
Gino,
what's up?
Not much.
Are you going to talk? Or are you just gonna? You're just checking in.
Well, it is Friday, so but. You know why women talk twice as much as men?
No.
Because they have to tell us everything twice.
Okay.
How best to say.
The joke was so bad that his phone cut out on him to step on the punchline.
Verizon was like, "No, man, not this one. Not this one."
I love it too when somebody comes when somebody's obviously like winding up a joke. You see Barron's. you can see Baron saying creep to the dump button.
Yeah, I go right over by him.
He is ready. He is always ready. He's ever vigilant, your humble co-host and producer.
Yes.
Ever vigilant.
Very, very on
of
the
dump.
I know
airwaves.
Exactly where the dump button is. And I'm not afraid to use it. Not afraid to use it. It's 10 o'clock. Gosh, it's already 10 o'clock. How about a little Barrett Strong from the best of Barrett Strong? That's what I want. Money.